The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Previously on Magic Monsters and Mayhem.
What is that thing?
I can't be sure, but I think it's some kind of reptile.
Swamp lizard?
Sure, sounds reasonable. Now watch out.
It nearly took your head off, Divine, with those razor-sharp claws it has.
Tell me something I don't know.
She used one of the portals then.
Yes, and if my source is to be believed, Lily Fairheart is at least as far away as the country of Landover by now.
Oh, as far as that, eh? Interesting.
You don't seem very surprised by all this.
That's because I'm not Darkstar.
And now we continue our story.
We seem to be coming to the end of the jungle now.
Thank the goddess for that.
I'm seeing some sort of a structure over there in that clearing.
Then I suggest we head for it. It'll be nice to get out of this jungle. I'm sick of being wet, sick of these insects, and so sick of struggling through this underbrush.
So am I, Divine. Believe me.
A nice hot meal would be welcome, too.
Amen to that. Let's go see where we are then, huh?
Oh, one more thing. I've been thinking, now that we're going to interact with strangers, even though they're strangers, I think it might be best to keep our identities and true purpose a secret.
Are you sure that's necessary, Divine?
Yes, I do. I think we should at least change our surnames, just to be on the safe side.
I suppose I'm more trusting than you are, so I'll just hang on to my name, thanks. But if you really feel the need to be incognito, I'll honor your wishes.
Please do. From this point on, I'll no longer be referred to as Divine Catflame. But rather, how about Fortnay? Divine Fortnay. How does that sound?
It works well enough, I suppose, if that's what you want to be called. Divine Fortnay it is. Shall we go now?
Sure. Right behind you, Lil.
You are listening to Magic Monsters of Mayhem, Book 3, Chapter 5, Into the Fire, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Just listen to them, Belthorn. They behave as if it's perfectly fine and proper.
Did it ever occur to you, Selena, that it just might truly be all right?
But it doesn't feel right, my love. To me, it feels all wrong. Am I the only one who feels that way?
Your father doesn't feel that way, and doesn't that make it all right? He is the king, after all. If he can forgive Rosa, why can't you?
She left us, Belthorn. Left us behind to go and seek adventure. Witches! That is not the life for an elven princess of the Hunani tribe. She shames the memory of our mother.
But clearly your father doesn't see it that way. I think he's just happy to have her home again, even if for a little while.
But can't you see, Belthorn? That is the problem right there. My father is happy to make merry at this time. Knowing all the while that Rosa will leave us again, sooner rather than later. She will dishonor us all over again. And she will break our hearts all over again. And that is why I can't easily forgive and forget. But it pains me. It pains me even more to know that my father can do so. And so easily.
I'm not so certain that it really is that easy for Arion. But perhaps he just wants what's best for Rosa, eh?
And leaving behind all she knows is what's best for Rosa? Is that truly what you think, Belthorn?
I think this is a discussion for another day. And one that you should have with your father. And with Rosa. Perhaps then you can find some peace in your heart about the matter.
Oh, there will be a discussion. Perhaps more than one. But I truly doubt I will find peace in my heart. Over this matter, or others.
I don't believe it!
Are my eyes playing tricks on me? Or is this some kind of inn? And in the middle of nowhere?
If your eyes are playing tricks on you, mine are doing the same to me.
I just can't believe it.
Welcome, strangers! Welcome to the Inn of the Broken Path!
Thank you, kind sir!
Come! Join us at the bar! The first drink is on the house!
Thank you! But I really don't drink.
Then perhaps I could offer you ladies something to eat. Also on the house for first-time customers.
How do you make any money being so generous?
We rarely see strangers in these parts, so it's not really a regular thing. Well, that is, until this week anyway. Seems a few other travelers have made it to my lonely little inn this week, and they're seated just over there.
You assume we care.
Whew! It may be hot outside, but it seems a cold wind blows in from the north. I'm assuming you're from the north. Clearly, you're not from around these parts.
Forgive my friend here. Divine isn't long on manners or friendliness.
I just don't easily take to strangers. Sorry, no offense meant.
No offense taken! Anyway, my name's Bryce Fontaine. I'm the owner and proprietor of this inn you've stumbled upon.
Despite Divine's cold introduction, we are pleased to find it.
Where are you lovely ladies from? And may I know your names?
I'm Lily Fairheart, and this is Divine Fortney. And we're from a town called Terse.
I can't say I've ever heard of it, but you're certainly welcome to tell us all about it. We get so few visitors here that we're aching for any news of the rest of the world.
Not much to tell. Our town is pretty boring.
Okay. So you're not very talkative either. I get it. But I'd still be happy to offer you both a meal. What will it be?
That's very kind of you. We appreciate it, believe me. We're starving. So we'll take anything you have to offer.
Well, I've been roasting a pig all day on the spit. You're welcome to some of that. And anything you like on the side.
We'll take it.
Yeah. Some roast pig sounds good with a side of everything.
I'll bring you a couple of plates in a jiffy. You can sit right there, or grab the table of your choice. I'll be right back.
Thanks.
No problem, Miss Fairheart.
Forgive me, but you ladies look pretty tired. Have you been long on the path?
Why is everyone so interested in us and our business?
Forgive me, I was only trying to make conversation. I've discussed the same subject so many times with my own companions and Mr. Fontaine that I find I seek some new amusements.
Well, find your amusements somewhere else, halfling, okay?
Forgive me for the intrusion, ladies. I will leave you to your meals in peace.
Divine! I'm sorry, Mr. Halfling. My friend here is in particularly bad spirits after our ordeal in the jungle.
Oh, dear, I hope you didn't find too much trouble there.
We almost died from the trouble we found there, as a matter of fact. We were attacked by some amphibious swamp creature.
Oh my, you must have come across a mud digger. They can be ferocious beasts.
Mud digger, eh? That sounds about right. Yeah, it was tall, green, and covered in scales. I think it intended to make us its lunch. You seem to at least know what you're talking about, whatever your name is.
Oh, forgive my poor manners. I'm known as Blondo Barnfeathers.
I'm Lily Fairheart, and this is my friend Divine Fortney.
Would it be an imposition to introduce you to my companions?
Oh, why not? Just what we wanted, a party.
What Divine means to say is, we would love to meet your party. In fact, it would be an honor.
Wonderful. Come here, my friends. Let me introduce you to these nice young ladies.
Oh, how lovely to meet new people.
This is Fiona Red Fox. Fiona, this is Lily and Divine.
It's nice to meet you both.
Are you both related?
We may both be halflings, but we're not blood relations, no. But we do both come from the country of Ronvella. Only Blondo here is from the village of Ronderon. And I'm from the town of Gron.
I see. That's quite fascinating.
No, it ain't. Just tell it like it is, young woman. It's as boring as Fleck. Don't go encouraging these two little whippersnappers. They're already way too fond of themselves and their homeland. All I ever hear.
This here is Plop. He's a well digger. He can dig a hole, a ditch, a grave, even a rabbit hole, or anything else you care to name. He's a digger and he does it well. Get it? Well digger? Yeah!
Good one, Blondo.
Yup, get up, Shorty. I'm just a digger. All needs dug, I'm your fella. Or you need a job done, I'll do it for a copper coin or two. I ain't too particular on the job.
You just have to look over old Plop here. He says what he thinks. That is to say, he doesn't do much thinking before he speaks. And that, more often than not, gets him into lots of trouble. That's how he got his name.
That's right. More often than not, he'll open his mouth and then end up on his backside. Get it? Plop!
Oh yes, I understand. That is quite amusing, isn't it, Divine?
Oh sure, Lil. So amusing.
Here you are, ladies. I took the liberty of pouring you both a tankard of our finest. Fruit juice! Well, you said you didn't drink, so it was between that and a mug of milk.
Either one would suffice. Thank you.
My pleasure. Enjoy your meals. And if you need anything else at all, please give me a shout. And I really mean that, Miss Fortney.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Fontaine, but why single me out?
No reason at all. Just call me Bryce. Please.
Whatever you say.
Oh, Bryce has eyes for you, Miss Divine.
Are you kidding me? I really don't think so. I mean, seriously?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he can keep his eyes to himself. I'm not looking for companionship.
Yeah. Divine already has her eye on someone.
Lillian Fairheart! I do not! Don't say stuff like that. I mean, who would I be interested in anyhow?
Well, the way that you and Grapple are always on at each other about something. I just thought...
You thought what? You could put that thought right out of your head. As if I'd stoop down to the level of that lowland clan boy. Only in his wildest dreams.
Whatever you say, Divine. Whatever you say.
Let's just eat, okay?
Sure, Divine. No problem.
Yes, eat, and we can all get to know one another over another drink. On me, of course.
I'll drink to that.
I see you are keeping a close watch on our friends, Onora.
Yes, my master. But I'm afraid there isn't much to report. They've come to the Inn of the Broken Path, and there they seem to have decided to stay for a while. As if they had little more to do than sit and make cheer.
I see. Our friends need to cultivate a sense of urgency.
Perhaps they need some motivation, Lord.
Then I shall have to give them some.
Thank you. Good morning, Rosa. How are you feeling on this beautiful morning?
Well, and you?
Refreshed? This is a beautiful country, this land of elves. I've rarely seen such sights as I have since we've arrived here. It must have been a blessing to live and grow up in such a magical place. If I'd grown up here, I don't think I'd ever have wanted to leave it.
I can understand that sentiment, but growing up here, at least for me, wasn't always so easy.
Tell me more. What was it like?
Lonely, to be honest.
That seems unlikely, considering how many elf folk are around.
Oh, you see, it was like feeling alone in a crowd, Fitz. Yes, there were always many people around me, but few took time to actually get to know me.
That seems unbelievable. These people seem so inclusive, so inviting, so personable.
Oh, sure they are. But it's mostly superficial. Don't get me wrong. My tribe are a very welcoming and friendly lot. But we are guests. Honored guests of my father's.
And that makes a difference.
A huge difference, yeah. So you're only seeing them at their best. Well, perhaps with the exception of my elder sister.
She seemed a bit upset at dinner last night. Is there a reason for it? Or am I prying too deeply?
You're okay, Fitz. We're friends and traveling companions. Colleagues. So it's only natural for you one to get to know me. But I'm not sure I'm ready to discuss my family problems with anyone at the moment. Not even my family.
I'm sorry. I withdraw the query.
No, really. It's okay. I just think we have bigger problems to deal with at the moment.
Such as?
How we came to be here when we expected to be on the other side of the continent? Why didn't those runes work? How did that portal bring us here, rather than where we were meant to go? We were in pursuit of Lillian Fairhart. Now, I wonder if she's anywhere near here.
But how can we know? What can we do to answer such questions?
And I may be able to help you with a solution, Rosa.
Faust, good morning. Fitz, did you meet my old friend Faust Ravenclaw?
I met him yesterday. He was the one who arrested us and threw us all into that prison cell.
I hope the morning finds you both well. I apologize for the cold welcome you and your party received yesterday. It was a misunderstanding.
I think nothing of it, Mr. Ravenclaw. After all, we were strangers in your land, and you had no reason to believe we were friendly. I'm only happy the misunderstanding has been resolved.
As am I.
You mentioned that you may be able to help us, Faust.
It's possible. At least, I have an idea.
I'm certainly open to any suggestions you may have. I'm at a loss at the moment.
I understand. King Arion and I have been discussing your problem, and he came up with the only solution that I can see as being a viable one.
I'm open to any and all suggestions at this point. What have you got, Faust?
Well, considering you don't know how you came to be here, or where your quarry may have gone, I can only see one solution to your problem. You need to speak with someone who can see beyond the physical.
I don't follow.
Forgive me, but might you be suggesting that we seek the help of a seer?
That is precisely right. It may be the only way for you to know which path young Miss Fairhart has taken.
And you know of a seer who might help us?
Oh, indeed I do, Rosa. Her name is Madame Bren. She has proven quite helpful in the past when it comes to locating people, places, and things. However, there would involve some considerable amount of travel to reach her, as she has made her home in the Wayfair ruins. But I would be happy to escort your company on the journey.
That's very generous of you, Faust. I'd have to talk it over with the rest of my people, but it all sounds reasonable to me.
Excellent. Then I suggest you gather your company together for a meeting, and if they are agreeable, we can start to plan when we will set out.
All right. I'll do that and let you know. Thank you, Faust.
My pleasure. Only too happy to help.
Good morning, Miss Fairhart. Did you sleep well?
I did. In fact, it was the best night's sleep I've gotten in a long time.
Have you been on the trail long? You and your friend?
Not long, no. But we've come far. Very far.
So I gathered. You're on a long journey.
Yes, a very long journey. But...
Yes? Forgive me, but you seem somewhat troubled.
Does it show?
Only to one who can see within others.
Huh? I mean, I beg your pardon?
You're not just on a physical journey. You are seeking truth. Am I right?
But how could you know that?
Because, you see, I am more than the sum of my parts.
Tell Laura, it's you.
Certainly, Lillian Fairheart. I am never far away from you.
What do you want?
Oh, you know what I want. I'm merely waiting to receive it.
Well, don't worry. I'll do my best to find it.
No, no, my pretty young thing. You will not do your best. You will retrieve the Wand of Taldek for me. For if you do not, there is a heavy price to pay.
Look, I know I made a bargain with you, and I know you expect results. I'll do as I said. I'll find the wand for you. Never fear.
I never fear, girl. But you should. You have been idle.
We needed rest. It was a long journey, as you pointed out.
You need rest when the task is complete, not before. Perhaps you need further motivation.
What do you mean?
Perhaps it is time to light a fire beneath you.
Flame, what do you plan to do with it?
Why, motivate you, Miss Fairheart.
Wait, Deltlor, no! You set the inn on fire! Deltlor, come back!
What's going on? A fire? But how? How did this start?
I honestly don't know.
Quickly. We have to wake the other guests. We have to get everyone out.
Yes, I know. All right. I can help.
Go upstairs and wake the guests up there. Hurry!
All right.
Good. And I'll get everyone out down here. Go!
Have been listening to Magic Monsters and Mayhem, Book 3, The Journey Continues, Chapter 5, Into the Fire, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred in order of appearance Tanya Milojevic as Lily, Shannon Lowry as Divine, Rachel Rumler as Selena Dernhelm, Tim Lassiter as Balthorn Nightcrow, Daryl Looney as Bryce Fontaine, Wayne Hayward as Blondo, Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as Fiona, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Plop, Shane Harris as Detlor, Julia Eve as Old Nora, Persephone Rose as Fitz Redhawk, Deborah Adams as Rosa, and Ellie Hirschman as Faust Ravenclaw. The Magic Monsters of Mayhem opening theme tune was composed and performed by Sarah Finn. The Inn of the Broken Path band music was provided by Christian Marsak. The closing theme tune and the incident music used in this program was provided by Kevin McLeod. The production assistant was Rachel Rumler. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The series creator, sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The copyright for Magic Monsters and Mayhem is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. If you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuildig1@yahoo.com. Please use the subject header MMM Feedback. Our story will continue in Chapter 6, coming your way next time. Please join us then.
This program is copyright 2019, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.